You're listening to the Motor Mouths.
There's something wrong with my car!
What can I say about Motor Mouth Radio that hasn't been said by their parole officers?
I called the wrong number, but it's nice to talk to you guys. I love your show.
I have prepared absolutely nothing, which is usually the way you prepare your show.
Motor Mouth!
All right, I'll contribute my nonsense.
And are there any cameras?
No.
Because the people have no idea what they're missing.
You guys have been blowing me off, and so I figured I'd just give you a call.
Motor Mouth!
Just about everything you guys talked about today has something to do with leakage or shrinkage.
I was just driving. I said, God, I gotta call these guys and ask them.
Our trained staff of two will help.
Gentlemen, you really haven't helped me much. Everything I've asked for, you've denied me.
Why ask the question? And thank you so much for your help.
So I listened to you guys' show on Sunday. Very good.
What'd we do Sunday?
Quite frankly, there are better things to do with your time.
I don't know. Is this talk show for, like, ask questions about cars?
They are just as crazy in real life.
This is why I have a mechanic.
Yeah, I want to know what the is wrong with my car.
Can you answer my car question, you jerk?
I just wanted to tell Ray that I'm having lunch in his GTO right now.
Motor Mouth!
Chris, and people tell me I talk a lot.
I'm your third caller, so that means that there were two other people out there with no life that are listening to you today, right?
Actually, you're the fourth caller.
Somebody else woke up out of a drunken stupor and dialed your number.
It was a wrong number, yeah.
There are answers, sometimes correct ones, and we may have them.
Motor Mouth Radio, 90.3 FM, WHPC.
Motor Mouth!
This is Motor Mouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show. And now, here are your Motor Mouths, Chris Switzer and Ray Guarino.
Alrighty! This is Motor Mouth Radio. It's your one-hour automotive talk show. Right here on Long Island, I'm Chris Switzer. Of course, the automotive talk show that has stuff. And if stuff is what you're looking for, it's right here. Yes, and we have him right behind the shop bench, sitting in for Ray Guarino, who has got to play the part of the cavalry. Off and running, but leaving the show in the very capable hands of Joe D, making it 522% better. The man I like to call Uncle Avunge, but you can call him Obi-Don Cannoli. How are you, my brother?
Not bad, not bad. Now I see why Ray left his saddle here, though. So I don't know that when he comes back, we're going to need some towels or something.
Well,
I think
you should keep his saddle warm, Joe.
Yes,
that's a good idea.
You got any paper towels? Because I'm not sure which end he should have left up.
That's not saddle soap. Okay, 516-572-7440 is the phone number. Joe is taking over the duties for the time being while Ray goes and runs off and. I don't know. He hung up the phone and went, I gotta go, and psh, out the door.
I just thought it was a flash of good taste and said, okay, holy crap, what am I doing here? Good, let these guys handle it.
Exactly. Right. You had a little blast of common sense.
Right. Every once in a while, you know, it's like, I woke up and said, I'm doing what? I'm on a radio who?
Every week.
Yeah.
So how was your week? Good?
It was pretty good. Yeah. No 911 calls, no visits to the emergency room and none of that stuff. So I figured it's not bad.
I like that.
And you, I see you're still standing, so it can't be that bad.
Still standing as usual. Still in the same clothes I woke up with this morning, I think. But we're doing okay nonetheless. You can watch us on VaughnLive.tv/MotorMouthRadio. See which finger I'm holding up. And we're going to take some calls. 516-572-7440. To the phone, still fun. Hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, good morning.
How are you, my brother? It's the Brock.
Hey, Joe. Hey, you know what? I'm kind of disappointed with you, Chris.
And why is that, Brock?
You don't give me the big build-up anymore. You don't make me feel important. Right? I'm hurt. I'm crying. I'm old.
Wait. Hold on. We can do it.
Okay. What is it? You know him. You love him.
He's on your list. He's on ours. He makes love to cactus.
And something with tumbleweeds. Yes. He reads poetry to tumbleweeds. Right.
He's
the unofficial mayor of Sparks, Nevada,
but the official dust collector of Motor Mouth Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Bronc.
I feel better. And now I feel all love, fuzzy and warm on the inside. One more time.
You know, it's so funny because I haven't given you that intro in a while. What made you wake up and say, holy smokes, the guys don't give me the big intro anymore? What happened?
Well, I took a bath with a toaster, and one gray cell came alive again.
We thought it's only an hour show, and we give everybody the big intro, so we've just cut out a lot of big intros so far. Joe's was like 15 minutes. I cut it down to like 3.
Right, yeah, the whole 521% thing.
I just had to think it through you a little bit. Hey, congratulations. What is it, 14 years now?
It's 14 years of this mess. Yes, sir.
Unbelievable. As of January 3rd.
It is, yeah, and it's been over 10 years since you've been a regular here.
Yeah, really. It's been a long time. Wow. Anyway, yeah.
Have you ever been regular?
I'm pretty regular myself now, but that's something else. Let's not talk about that.
But believe me, yes, we miss you too, my brother. Believe me.
It's this week, probably today, I'm going to send you the new Bronx pick.
Okay.
From the National Automobile Museum. And it's going to be a quiz for people listening. I'm going to show you grilled headlight assemblies, front-end shots, nose shots, of about 6 or 8 different cars from 1900 to 1930.
Okay.
See if you can identify the car,
right,
the year, the make, and the model. And at the end of it, you'll see the answers to each of the 6 or 8 photos that I'm going to send. It should be interesting, but these are works of art. People don't realize back then when these cars were made, everything was hand-done. There was nothing out of machine shops. Nothing was, you know, go to the shelf, buy it off the shelf, go down to your local supplier. These guys came up with these ideas, designed them and built them from the backyard, from an old blacksmith shop inside their barn. So when you look at it that way, I think it's going to be pretty amazing when you look at this stuff and you just learn to reappreciate the history of the automobile.
Sounds good. We'll be looking forward to it.
Right. You know, it's interesting. Last night I was working at the museum because they have different functions and affairs and parties going on.
Right.
And I had a couple of people walking around, and these here, probably in their mid-20s, the group of kids that I have, and I call them kids, they couldn't believe the technology, 1890s, 1900, 1910, which is the direct descendants of what they're driving today, such as disc brakes, you know, in an earlier application of.
Well, they had disc brakes. They were just made out of wood.
Yeah, they were wood or leather.
Right, leather.
Yeah, leather.
Horse hockey pucks.
Front-wheel drive cars that came out in the early 1900s. First car was the frontmobile. Yes. Or the Cord, 1935. They came out with front-wheel drive on a Cord.
There was
had that then. Hideaway headlights, 1935 Cord.
Sure.
That came about.
The Cord was quite the innovator, if I remember correctly.
Very true. But just back to the front-wheel drive, there was a famous race car driver. His name was Christie. And he raced all front-wheel drive vehicles. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
You know, it was interesting that when they tried to race the Cord in the different rally races, they would have won, hands down, except that the technology on the front axles weren't strong enough to hold that kind of severe turning.
Very true.
Otherwise, they would have just took it across the board.
Mm-hmm. No, I believe it. It was a masterful design.
Beautiful. In engineering. Another car that was innovative was the Julian and the Adams Farwell, which used the radial engine design in 1905, don't hold me to the exact year, and that became the engine that was used in the Sopwith Camels, the World War One aircraft planes.
Oh, wow.
And that was put in the vehicle back in the early 1900s.
Hey, just because I'm a chapter behind you, I remember there was a way to crank those headlights on the Cord. You had to crank them up. There were two cranks under either side of the dashboard.
Correct. Two cables, 26 cranks to pop the headlight up.
26 revolutions.
This is an interesting story.
Yeah.
How the headlights came up that when Cord advertised the car in 1935, he said, our car's going to do better than 100 miles an hour.
Okay.
So they took it out to Bonneville, and the car would only do about 95, 96 miles an hour.
Right.
So at the time, they had the big front-mounted headlights, the big bazooka headlights on it.
Mm-hmm.
So his engineer said, we're getting a little bit too wind drag. This is the first time wind came into the equation for sleek in design. It cut the headlights off.
Right.
They ran the car again. The car did 101 miles an hour.
Wow.
That gave birth to the Hideaway headlights.
Oh, son of
a gun. So his claim that the car will do that kind of speed did it because of that one minor factor.
Wow, because of that.
Right? And if you look at the front of that car, that's one of the pictures that's going to be on the website next week when you post it up there.
Mm-hmm,
Is that when you look at the front of the car, 1935, compared to the other cars, it was innovative, sleek. The grill was put in. All behind, it wasn't one of the big chrome grills with the big bullet headlights sticking out, the big bazooka headlights.
Yeah.
So it was the first car that was styled with the aerodynamics involved. For example, the fender wells, the tires are completely enclosed, whereas all the other cars, you had the open running boards coming up and the old fender guards mm-hmm. coming around the vehicle itself.
No, very true, very true.
So, which led way to your new, quote, modern cars in the late 30s, early 40s. So I think you're going to find it pretty fascinating.
Sounds great.
Amazing. Right? Just something
sounds
to do.
Great. Brock, well, thank you so much for the call, my brother.
Yep, I had to touch base and say hi. Looks like Ray just walked in. I can only see his fingertips.
He did. He was he was the cavalry.
Which finger is he holding up?
So that's
hey,
what.
Tell him the mortician did a good job in bringing him back.
Brock, keep thanks so much. Work. We'll talk
right,
to
guys,
you real soon.
Give me a call during the week. Touch base and say hi and get all caught up on a happy.
I would like that.
You
we'll
got
talk
it.
Real soon.
Take care, guys. Have
be
a
safe.
Great week.
You too. Bye-bye.
516-572-7440.
We'll be looking forward to the Bronx Picks on Motormouth Radio. And now, here he is, coming back from the cavalry. He's got, look at him, he's got like arrows sticking all out of him. Where's the enemy there, Scout? Lake Guarino in the studio. How are you, my brother?
Very good. And let's clarify, Joe isn't sitting in for me. Joe is in.
I'm behind the shop bench.
Yes, well, he's sitting behind the shop bench for you.
Well,
right
not technically, though, because technically Joe is now a member
well, yeah,
of the team.
But
he's a co-host. So
he was
he's,
sitting.
He's a, he reported,
you're in Joe's chair, and Joe is in
well,
your chair.
That notwithstanding.
What did the British call that, Boxing Day?
Yeah, is that what
right.
it is?
Actually, either that or we're just trying to confuse you, Bronc. Say, look, no, nobody's in the right place. Easy.
Well, you know, we were just talking before about how one little thing can, like, upset the whole apple cart of your psyche and your day.
Right.
What am I on track for?
Yeah, let's face it, this is not auspicious. Yeah, we were saying how we were all creatures of habit, and you
creatures
walk,
at least.
Yes, some of us are leechier creatures than others.
More creechier than others.
Yes, and all it takes is one thing out of whack, and the next thing you know, your entire day is in the plumbing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we're gonna find out what happened to Ray when we get back right here at Motormouth Radio. Joe D is sitting in behind the shop bench for Ray, but Ray is here.
But I got him.
So Ray is here. Joe is here. I'm here. We're all here, but we're all sitting in different chairs, with the exception of me. And we'll be clarifying all of this right after this break here at Motormouth Radio. But first, the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour, drivers who talk to their vehicles. That's right. If you talk lovingly to them, or if you curse out a blue streak, you're part of the Motormouth Radio
hey,
Honor Group of the Hour.
Don't curse out blue streak. Those are the best parts I ever put in my ignition system, all right?
Or if you curse a blue streak,
that's different.
If you can cough up a set of points while cursing, you're part of the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. Keep it where you got it. We're going to find out what happened to Ray.
The Motormouths will be right back with your car questions. Give us a call at 516-572-7440.
Quite frankly, there are better things to do with your time. Motormouth Radio on 90.3 FM, WHPC.
WHPC 90.3, the radio voice of Nassau Community College, is looking for individuals, businesses, charities, or organizations in our local global community that would like to donate to support our radio station. Whether you listen locally or online, here's how it works. Go to our webpage at ncc.edu/WHPC and click Donate Now. Or if you prefer, you can send a check to WHPC Radio, 1 Education Drive, Garden City, New York, 11530. Make your check payable to the NCC Foundation. In the memo of your check, write WHPC, Donate Now. Any contribution will help defray our operating costs, and it's tax deductible. This message was brought to you by the radio voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC. Streaming online at ncc.edu/WHPC.
Have a question about your car or someone else's car? Then give the Motormouths a call, 516-572-7440.
That's right, we're intact, but in different places. It's Motormouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show, right here on Long Island. I'm Chris Switzer, of course, Ray Guarino, Joe D.
Yeah, we're still playing musical microphones.
Everybody's
headphones.
Said, you can watch
you take this, I'll take this. All right.
He's
still going to the same place, right, guys?
Yeah, do.
Okay, good.
You take those headphones, I'll take these, right. And I'll be at a band practice before you.
Stick those headphones wherever you feel comfortable, Jeff. There you go. Ray is here. Joe's here.
Where's those wipes?
516-572-7440. So, let's play.
It's like stereo. So, Chris, Joe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ray.
Tell us of your travels.
Well, not that. From our previous show, I asked the question of the day, which I want to ask again, because maybe we'll get a phone caller on the show who might answer it. It was like crickets and Hogwarts over there. It's the first thing most people think about every morning, according to a recent survey. What is it? And you could take it from there. So that's the question that'll be live
every
today.
Morning.
Yes. The first thing. See, I said.
Does it involve fuel trims?
In your world, yes.
See, I said, where's the bathroom? That was the first thing I thought.
Where's my fuzzy slippers?
Where are my fuzzy slippers? And where's the coffee machine?
All good questions.
And where are my feet?
Right. You said your feet. And all good questions.
They were all right. All good answers to your question.
All good answers, none correct. But that's
none of them correct. And what was the question again? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
The first thing you think about.
The first thing most people think about every morning, according to a recent survey.
516-572-7440. If you have the answer to Ray's question, it's Ray's brain teaser going on. Right here on Motormouth Radio, 516-572-7440.
I have an answer to something, too.
Well, first we have to find out what happened to you.
It's
only an hour show.
I think that's in the other book. I know. You see, you caught me off of guard here. I have to go to the other show.
Yeah,
contemplating.
I was Father Fix-It. Like I talked about,
Father Fix It
yesterday.
It's the dad thing. Yes,
my daughter brought me this keychain to fix, and now today it was wife recovery.
Yes,
my wife locked her keys to her new car in the trunk at a store and said,
"You're right.
Can you come get me?" So I had to run home, get the spare key, pet the cat, pet the dog, pet everything.
Right.
Serpentine through all that, grab a candy cane on the way out.
Of course
I had to brush my teeth after the roll, and went. And hope the thing was powered, that it had a battery in it. And it did. Mm-hmm. So that was it. Just recovered her, got her on the road. Here I am.
Typical dad stuff.
That's right.
That's what we do.
It's a lot of men in those shorts. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Hi, you're on with the Motormouths.
Hey, how you doing, man?
What's going on? Who's this?
Steve.
Hey, Steve, what's going on?
Nothing, man, but I think sex. Sex is the first thing you think about when you wake up.
Where are you from, Steve? What town?
Oceanside.
So you're a new caller.
Steve, that's an awesome answer. You know what? Can I give it to Steve? I don't know. I don't know if it's the answer that Ray was looking for.
It's not, but it's a very good one.
It is a good one.
It's a bad one. Keep up the good work, guys. I enjoy listening to you.
Thanks, Steve.
We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care.
516-572-7440. Was that the answer, Ray?
No.
Actually, my variation of it was like, oh, God, I woke up again. I'm screwed. But I don't think that's exactly the same thing, is it, guys?
It's going to start all over again, guys.
Right.
Here we go. 516-572-7440. What's the first thing people think of when they wake up in the morning? And it's not if my toenails were cut or if the cat is sleeping on my head or anything like that. 516-572-7440.
This paint, we were at the Autoseum today, and I was on paint detail with the Pinewood Derby guys. Like, this paint is really good. It's not coming off my fingers. It's stuck everywhere.
Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. How are you on with the Motormouths?
Hey, Chris, the answer to the question is, do I got to work today?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I guess maybe when you first retired, you might think that and then realize, hey, no, I don't. It's six Saturdays and a Sunday.
Unless you have Ray's job, and then he's six Saturdays and a Sunday anyway. You know, that's his job, basically. But
I make calendars.
But no, Steve, that is not the answer, unfortunately. But a good one, though. It was a good answer, nonetheless.
Well, sometimes I wake up and say, oh, wow, it's Sunday. Thank God. I thought I had to go to work.
I used to say that.
Yeah, until
certain radio show.
Until this show started to spring up.
I used to do Sunday rides on the motorcycle, Steve. I used to take the BMW out and go upstate, all over the place, up and through the mountains and different breakfast places and all sorts of adventures. That was my Sunday morning regular
Before this.
Yeah.
Right. That was pre-Motormouth Radio. He used to do that.
Remember the song that goes with that, Joe? Those were the days.
Yeah. Yes, I was stifling that.
What was that, Steve?
When I lived in Brooklyn, I would take the BMW up to Bear Mountain and be back by lunchtime on a Sunday to listen to you guys.
Wow.
I was just telling my buddy in Florida last night, my buddy Moats, that that was typical. He'd gone with me a few times. We would usually meet 5:30, 6 a.m. at this troop of barracks on the Southern State, a group of us, depending anywhere from like 3 to 8, and we'd go upstate. We would do about 300 miles and have breakfast and be home by 12, 1 o'clock the latest.
Nice.
Yeah, it was, you know, just when the traffic was getting heavy and everything, we're home, and then we can do whatever we want to do. And sometimes I go out for an afternoon ride. It was, you know, so nice. But, yeah, those were the days.
Mm. Sounds good.
Yes.
So Dave,
I just had a fast automotive question for you guys.
Sure, go ahead.
I was just thinking of, like, when these older cars like Ray's, you know, similar, you know, hot, muscle cars, they put, like, a crate engine in, brand new, like, L whatever, GM engine. Are they, do you have to pass an emission test when you have a new engine in an old car?
No. Basically, what happens there, at least last I looked at in New York now, there might be another state, California, that does things a little different, but pretty much it goes by the year of the vehicle. You know, especially, you know, in a case where it's a common vehicle like a Chevy or a Pontiac or a Honda or something like that.
Anything 25 years or older.
Yeah, we're all off the hook, yeah.
Only takes a safety inspection.
Right, and it does not have to conform to...
Right. Now, I know in other states, California, like you said, there was, if you put a newer engine, and there are regulations for this. I reported on it once. I don't remember when.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, if you put a newer engine in an older car, or if you built a car from scratch, like a coupe or, any kind of a hot rod, and use newer components, the car had to comply to all the regulations from the newer components. So that 29 model T, or would that be an A, the model something old,
A,
had to comply to the specs for the 1995 engine that you put in it. So
yeah, it went with the powertrain, correct,
right, but
yes.
But that, again, not in New York. It was in other states, mostly out on the left coast. That's why they say you'll see CARB approved, and you'll see, what was the other approval? There's another four-letter acronym.
Also described the show.
Yeah.
There's the federal one, which is, but CARB is the one that usually, that's the one that everybody looks for. That's the higher level of it.
That's the California Air Research Board.
Yeah.
That's for emissions.
Mm-hmm. EPA is the other one, basically, the federal right. EPA system. Yeah.
Right.
Well, there you go, Steve.
Okay. Thank you very much, fellas.
Thanks. We'll talk soon, my brother. Be
okay,
safe.
Bye-bye.
516-572-7440. Joe's here. Ray's here. They're not in the same chairs, though. I'm Chris Switzer. Of course, you could listen to the show on Performance Motorsports Network. You could also hear us on iHeartRadio. Are we proud? You betcha. Got a lot more coming your way. Plus, another annoying thing that really busts my buttons on a highway. And I got to talk about this when we come back. Right after this on Motormouth Radio. Keep it where you got it.
We'll be back with answers to your car questions. Give us a call at 516-572-7440. Oh, I should have said Motormouth.
Bill Horan presents Secrets of Success, the show designed to help listeners uncover their hidden talents to maximize success. Listen to Secrets of Success Wednesdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7:30 a.m. on 90.3 FM WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College, streaming at ncc.edu/WHPC.
Got a car question? Give the Motor Mouths a call at 516-572-7440.
That's right. For the past 14 years, we've been saying that silly stuff. Give us a call. 516-572-7440 is the phone number. Ray Guarino, Joe D, Obi Don Canoli. I'm Chris Switzer. Going to the phones, going to the fun. And saying hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
How you doing?
Who's this?
It's Joe from Lumbrook, your regular body.
Joe!
Hey, Joe.
How are you with the Honda Odyssey that flatly refuses to quit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Mr. Honda Odyssey, you got bigger problems than that. My wife broke down in a 2009 Town and Country out in Patchogue.
Oh, boy. Quite an Odyssey it was, huh?
Well, the problem was I wasn't out there to help her, and so she went to the dealership, and they did some wonderful things to her.
Yeah, but what about the van?
Well, was the van, that was the Town and Country van, but she broke down on the side of the road, and she panicked, so she had to drag to the dealership with the tow truck.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what happened was, the dealership charge me all these wonderful prices. I'm not. Am I allowed to say dealership on the radio? I'm not allowed to. Or
don't worry. Don't worry. No one's listening.
Nobody's listening. It's okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Say it.
You're a real comedian. No, it's the Patchogue Chrysler dealership.
Okay. Okay. Right.
And he really, he basically raped me, and I don't know what to do.
Well, okay. What? Okay. It's a minivan. Town and Country minivan. Got stuck. All right. As in, it like was running and it dropped dead.
That was the cooling system issue.
Well,
I think,
what
right?
happened was she blew one of the radiator hoses on top.
Right.
And they charged me $200 for the part.
Okay.
And when I looked up the part at the Van Sordo, it doesn't even cost them $34.
Right.
And I don't know what to do. Should I complain to the dealership and say something? And they charged me like 3 man-hours for a job that take a blind mechanic about 15 minutes to do.
They charge you 3 hours to change the
hose? I don't know what to do here.
Hey! They charge you 3 hours to change the hose?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
$200 on top. I thought it was $200 with the labor.
That's a lot.
No, that was the part was $200, which actually the part only cost $34.
You sure they didn't include the tow in that?
I couldn't hear you.
Are you sure they didn't include the towing bill into that?
No, the tow bill was separate. He charged me $77. He was the only one that was reasonable.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Did they use a 38 or a 44 when they gave you
that
bill?
They used a 9-inch. That was the pry bar to get the hood open.
they didn't throw any grease in either. They went in dry, brother.
Yikes.
Well, wow, that's listen, LOF is a whole other service. That goes in the other bay.
You guys are out of control.
Did they call you up first and tell you?
No, they didn't want to speak to me at all. I've tried to call the owner.
No. In other words, once the vehicle got to the shop, I mean, you know, once the tow truck dropped it off at the dealership, okay, did they call you up and say, hi, Joe, you know, look, we found you got a popped radiator hose.
No, they didn't say nothing. They didn't say anything. They just fixed it and fanned it out.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I think that's a no-no. I smell halibut and tuna and all kinds of fish there.
Can you contact a zone rep maybe or somebody higher up in Chrysler and lay the case out and say, hey, you know, I think I was taking advantage of you.
Or the Better Business Bureau for crying
out
loud?
That too, but that's not gonna be proactive to do anything. They'll just take the report.
DMV.
Well, I don't know what to do. I was hoping to get an opinion from you guys. But all right.
DMV, that's, you know, they're supposed to, they, you know, most businesses would give you an update, what do you call it, an estimate.
Yeah. Nah, he's hammering me out. But that's all right, guys, I'll figure out something. I appreciate your thoughts on it, and the Honda still runs, don't make fun of me, and I'll talk to you guys soon, okay?
All right, Joe.
Okay.
Thanks. Have a good afternoon. I appreciate your insight.
All righty.
No
problem.
Be safe.
Bye-bye. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a great Sunday. Bye-bye.
Bye. 516-572-7440. Wouldn't it be advantageous if he did print out the receipt, whatever he got for the job that was done?
Yeah, I would.
And then, like you say, send it up the chain of command.
Sure.
Right.
That's what I would do.
And say, is this the right price for this job?
I would start with his own rep, or you could maybe... I mean, you can start in the dealership, or you may want to start outside of the dealership. Mm-hmm.
I would probably want to start outside. If it's not a warranty concern or anything like that, yeah, I would go that way.
Right.
Yeah, not because he could have gone to Joe Blow's repair shop.
He could call your cousin Mario. Because I hear he mitigates all sorts of dealership claims.
Yeah, he's quite the negotiator.
That's
there
what I
too.
Heard, yeah.
He makes these offers.
Yeah. And Windows go away. And not on your computer either.
Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. How are you on with the Motor Mouths?
Am I on the air?
I'm afraid you are. Who's this?
Who's this? What other fool owns a 57 Chevy Bel Air 4-door and a 74 Plymouth Scamp?
We're looking at the friend of Joe D's right here.
Right? Yes. Yes, you are on the air just because you spend too much time in the ground.
Please introduce again who this
please.
Is.
This is, you know what? We're going to actually assign you a moniker. You are from now on Lee 57.
Lee 57.
Okay. You are from now on Lee 57.
Is that like Heinz 57?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Well, I don't know, but I'm always end up in a pickle, okay? So
yes.
Ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-bum.
were you like raised by wolves in the Catskills or something? I don't know. Jesus.
Yeah, the Borscht Belt.
But I did play golf with Buddy Hackett's sister up in one of the old Bushville places.
Buddy Hackett's sister? You sure that just wasn't him with a wig looking to get a date?
Let me tell you something, boys.
Yeah?
It looked just like Buddy Hackett's. But it wasn't. It could have been a twin with a little bit longer hair.
Wow. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, except there was the other side eye that was pointing the wrong way.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
See, between the four of them, you had all the angles covered, right?
Holy smokes!
Like oh yeah, that was a very exciting round of golf. Is all I can say. My wife and I are like, you got to be kidding! This woman's mouth was worse than mine, and Joe, you know how bad that sometimes is.
Yes, I know. I've seen my boss hand you bills.
Right, well, Buddy exactly Hackett, notwithstanding, is this going to go to an automotive bent or what?
Yeah, he came to visit. Actually, the dark scamp came to visit us yesterday at the shop.
Okay.
And
what I really wanted to tell you boys, okay, is this simple. Number one, don't ever buy a battery charger from the Walmart Corporation, because I bought one of their best. And let me tell you, it couldn't charge up a dead mouse. Okay?
Right. Yes.
I had it charged up for 2 days mm-hmm. because the Plymouth Scamp, the battery was dead, even though the battery was probably only about 1 year old. But do I listen to what my mechanic buddy and dear friend Joe says about starting the car up at least once a week? No. So I let it go for 3 weeks, and to make a long story short, dead. Mm-hmm. So I take this huge charger, which it goes by a couple of different names. I think it's made by the Schumer Corporation.
I know you called it a couple different names.
If that's Schumer, that's a quality charger.
Well, let me tell you something.
Yeah, Schumacher. Well, yeah, Schumacher.
That's,
yeah.
That's they've
well,
been doing
you know
it for 100 years.
Well, for whatever reason, I guess I bought the lemon of that one.
Lee, let me ask you a question. Do the words parasitic drain mean anything to you?
Parasitic drain?
I guess. I'll take that as a no. I think the thing you need to do is either get a battery. It's a device that goes on a battery cable that you it's got a thumb wheel, and you can effectively disconnect the battery from the vehicle when you store it by just turning the thumb wheel, and then you tighten it again, and it connects the battery. Or find this parasitic drain, which is a drain on the battery when the car is off.
Remember we were talking about that yesterday?
Wait a second, hold it. My parasitic mechanic never told me anything about this.
Okay, well, claiming ignorance on this show has nothing to do with what you told your mechanic.
We are the kings of ignorance, so don't try to out-ignorance me.
You have hit a solid steel wall on this show. So that's the thing, and I'll tell you something else. When a battery loses its voltage, it's one thing to lose voltage and go what people say dead. They actually go past that where the plate voltage reverses. And then the thing is, El Morta dead. Then you're not bringing it back. You need like, you know, you can, but you need like a 600-volt charge to really snap that thing back. So
that's the type of battery I thought I had.
No, don't blame the battery or the charger before you can exonerate the electrical system. I'm not letting you get away with it.
Yeah, but nothing.
I like that. Yeah,
but then
I bought
an old-fashioned pair of jumper cables, okay?
No. We'll go here now. That's not the way to do it.
Yeah, but one more time.
I think you pushed Ray's button. Like,
he did it again. That one. Now I'm Joe Pesci. Let me in, my stuttering mother. May I come in? Wow.
Jumped the car.
No. If the battery is really that dead, you need
I successfully jumped the car.
Yeah. I want to successfully jump you right into this. No, I'm sorry.
Well, Joe's been wanting to do that for years.
I know.
Yeah, but Joan keeps watching.
But bottom line is, I took my Jeep and I jumped the cable to the scamp. Within 3 seconds, the engine was running. It was fine. It was perfect.
Okay.
So what I didn't know was
how come the battery booster didn't do that?
Okay. Well, that's a good question. And you could
have a defective
charger. Bring it back.
You know what we're going to do?
We're going to take a break.
We're going to take a break. We're going to leave Leon. We're going to take a break right here. We're going to find out. We're going to get to the bottom of this battery charging issue.
This is like a Bronx tale.
yes, it is.
We're going to leave you on, Lee. We got Joe D here in the studio, of course, Ray Guarino, all sitting in different chairs, and we're going to come back and find out what happened to Lee's battery right here, right now, on Motormouth Radio. So keep it where you got it.
Your car not running right? Let the Motormouths help you out at 516-572-7440.
Quite frankly, there are better things to do with your time. Motormouth Radio on 90.3 FM WHPC.
This is Glenn DeMiltz. Join me every Tuesday and Saturday afternoon at 5 for 2 big hours of music and memories with the chairman of the board. It's Frank Sinatra on Sinatra Serenade. Each week, we'll take you on a musical journey through the career of this entertainment icon. It's all about old Blue Eyes. So listen to Sinatra Serenade on WHPC 90.3, the radio voice of Nassau Community College.
Streaming online at ncc.edu/WHPC.
Your car not running right? Let the Motormouths help you out at 516-572-7440.
Okay, when we last left Lee, he was jumping something. That's all I know.
I haven't jumped anything in 35 years. I have been married that long, and after that, forget it.
Usually people jump off things after that point. Not, but
I know.
Either way, we must commend you for your fortitude and stick-to-itiveness. So, anyway, let's get back to your battery.
Thank you.
Your stick-to-itiveness.
Stick-to-itiveness. I couldn't think of nothing. Vocabulary. I left that SD card out of the side of my head today. So, okay.
Can I also just mention one last thing? And this is the reason why Joe really wanted me to call. This weekend, the large Mecum Classic Auto Show down south starts. And Joe knows, my wife, myself, and I, my wife, my son, and I are going down there. I've been there many, many times. Joe said to me, Lee, at this point, what other type of insane classic car would you possibly want?
Yes, what other piece of practicality can you come back with?
You want to answer that, Joe?
I think I'll let you divulge it to the multitudes who are listening in on the radio waves there.
I always love the old checker cab.
Yes.
So I'm like, ooh, let's see if I could pick up a old checker car down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
try and find one with low mileage.
Yes, exactly. But all I can tell you is,
okay,
I thought my friend Joe was going to take a wrench and hit me over the head.
No. I am not going to take that particular joy away from your lovely wife.
Lee, I got to find out why. What is possessing you to choose such a fine road machine like a checker cab? Why?
The same reason that wanted me to get a fine road machine like a 74 Scamp. Do you know how many people were going crazy over at Tony at his shop about how terrific that 74 Scamp was?
Are we counting you?
Impressed. Yes.
Are we counting you in that? I'd say one.
No. It drew a little bit of an audience.
No way.
Four different people.
Four.
All going crazy.
Was one of them you?
Actually, it impressed Master Yang. Master Yang was there, and he and Young Yang. Master Yang and Young Yang were two of the four, and they were impressed with it. Yep.
Okay.
If it impresses the Yang,
yes,
it might impress the Ying. So I don't
know. But, yeah, but the Yangs were measuring it up. They were eyeing it up in it with their tape measure eyes for tubs and a roll cage.
Right.
They love the car.
Wow. Glenn would love
and
the car.
So
like that.
You see, there are some crazy people here, but you also have to realize, why is my wife joining me on this trip? Because between
security,
my wife and my son, they're going to handcuff me so that my hand will not raise. So they know that I'm not buying a goddamn car.
I don't know. Lee, you are a very resourceful person. I could see you coming home with something yellow besides my big yellow girlfriend there. You know, you're going to find it a garage mate. I can tell. I know
well,
you are.
Okay. All kidding aside, a checker I would never buy. That was just something to drive Joey nuts. But
yeah, it worked on me.
All right, good. But, you know, I have owned two PT Cruisers over the last 10 years. One I gave away to my son. Car is still running fine. One I gave to a close buddy of mine. So I've had two of them. I gave them both away, both in great condition. If I was to buy one more type of older car, it would be that, only because I missed the car. But no, I think my classic car buying days are over. Sorry, Joe, you're not going to see me driving a Checker cab.
Well, that's a relief.
It is, isn't it?
That's one less drink I'll have to have tonight.
All right, good. Gentlemen, I enjoy this. The second time calling in, I enjoy busting Joey's cojones and speaking to the rest of you guys. And yeah, this battery issue was a pain in the neck to me, but I didn't even know that the battery I had was actually under a warranty. But I won't name drop, so I won't mention the firm, but all I can tell you is the place that Joey works with on the side is the most reliable. And bottom line is, they didn't charge me a nickel. For me being stupid and not cranking the car over, you know, I guess I really should have expected to be charged. But bottom line is, Joe, I'm going to listen to you from now on.
Promises, promises. But it's okay. You don't have to, because we need more interesting stories. But thank you. I much appreciate the thought.
Guys, once I get back from the Meekum trip, trust me, I will call in and tell you some of the relics that I almost bit on.
Okay, good.
You got it, Lee.
And about the cars, too. Yeah, go.
Yeah, thank you.
Go pack.
We'll talk to you soon. Be safe. Enjoy the trip.
Yeah, you too. You too. Take care, guys.
Take Bye-bye. Care, Lee.
516-572-7440 is the phone number right here at Motor Mouth Radio.
So, this is why I come home from the shop.
Yeah.
And I lock myself in some place where, like, human contact is not a possibility.
You decompress in some way, shape,
yes,
or form.
Yes, because it's between the cars. And now, Lee's a good guy, but, you know, he doesn't, a lot of people don't understand how stuff works on a car. So, you know, sometimes trying to explain the intricacies of certain things just gets a bit much.
That's tough.
As you always say, it's an hour show.
Well, that's tough. Yeah, if you have to do an instructional, you know, an auto repair class first before you can educate a customer about what's wrong with the car, let's face it, you can only do one job at a time, and you're trying to get paid for one of them.
Right, mm-hmm. And you got to bring the puppets. You know, if you don't use the puppets, forget it.
Right.
Let's go to the phone, see if we can use the puppets and say, how you wrong with the Motor Mouths?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
What's up, Vic?
How are you, my brother?
All right. Listen, on more than one occasion, the first thing I said in the morning is, who is she?
Come on, that Excellent. Was my answer. I said that. Who are you? Roll over and say, hey, who are you?
No, I'm thinking the first thing you think in the morning is, what time is it?
Oh, that's actually pretty inventive, Ray. Is
that would be good, but... Yeah, that would be good, but no.
Look, I'm not in jail. That's good, you know? There's no bars.
That's always a good one, yeah. That's always good. But no. I don't know who does these surveys. Obviously, I'm not doing them, so, you know, it's not my friends I'm polling.
I'm liking the answers that we're getting, though.
Yeah, I think they're all
happen to be
better.
Incorrect, but I like them nonetheless. That's a great guess, V.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Surprised the hell out of me.
Perfect. No, wrong guess according to Ray, but you got a point for the crowd. The peanut gallery says yes.
Yeah, right.
Unfortunately, Ray says no. But thanks so much, my brother.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it short so you have other people that can call up. Doubtful, but you never know. You know?
Oh, that was earlier this morning.
Yeah.
It was doubtful.
Right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Be safe. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
516.
That was a good answer.
That was good.
Most of the stuff that has been coming in is typical car guy stuff.
Sure.
So
Christian is saying he has been there to see Vic crawl out from under a van at some of the bike runs that they've attended.
Uh-huh.
Ah.
You know, like waking up?
Yes. I would assume he means waking up, yes. I don't think he was changing the oil.
What was the question again, Ray? You want to read it one more time?
Yeah, it's the first thing most people think about every morning, according to a recent survey, and what is it? And these have all been great answers.
Yeah,
I think
sure
I've
have.
Had all of them myself at one point or
but
another.
But unfortunately, not the one that you have as an answer.
No.
So let's go back to the phones, back to the fun, see if we can get the answer and say hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Chris, Ray, and Joey D.
Hey there.
What's up, Bob? How are you?
Hey, guys, Bob from Aqua Center.
Yes, of course.
Okay, first thing in the morning, is my son's arraignment at the first precinct or fourth precinct?
Yeah,
and do I have enough money for his DAT?
The okay. DAT, did you say? Is that desk appearance ticket?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's okay. Amazing how Ray knows that.
Right.
That's not it?
No.
Okay, I got another last guess. Is my daughter home yet?
Yeah, that's another good one, but no,
that is
that's
right.
I was wondering about that last night myself.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
No? No. Okay.
All good answers.
Excellent answers.
But not the one Ray has written down.
Very commendable.
I'm looking forward to this now. Yeah.
Well,
I really am.
I ask you about that scamp. I think that was the last year of they made a sport package in that scamp. Was that a 6 or is that the 360 or the 318?
It's a 318. Somebody put duals on it. It sounds pretty healthy, yeah, but it's your basic. It's your basic car. I mean,
okay.
I think it's got the up level interior, but it is not a sport package. It's a bench seat. You know what I mean? Pretty much, somebody could have taken driver's ed or grocery shopping. That's, you know, it's somebody who wanted, you know, your basic everyday transportation, but only wanted two doors because they didn't want somebody's fat butt in the back seat.
Figured they up to the two door. They up to the V8 instead of the 6.
Mm-hmm.
So they did spend a little more money on the car.
Right.
Yeah,
and
you know,
they opted for that. They went for that optional parasitic drain that'll happen in 40 years.
30 years. Those are nice cars. The last model year, I think it was 74, 70. I think it was 74. It might be 74 and a half. But nice car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a bad looking car.
Is it green?
No, it is not that green.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
Yeah,
it's,
you know,
it's gold.
It's like a, no, it's like a cream, like a beige color,
yes,
like my pants.
Actually, like you see the thing on the flashy thing, like that's like that color,
mucus colored khaki.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, pretty much like it was, you know, like that Gap color there. It's pretty.
Do you
bad.
Know where Lee found that car?
I think it was Pennsylvania.
Oh, he went out and got it.
Yeah.
Or
no,
gifted to him or left in an estate or something. He went and bought it.
No, he. He actually was on the hunt for one of these things for a couple of years.
Wow.
He found it's a nice resto. As a matter of fact, Master Yang and I were discussing that yesterday, talking about whether it was a survivor versus a resto. And pretty much my poking around the vehicle makes me think that it was a light restoration, you know, good cleanup light restoration, as opposed to just like something on a rotisserie.
Well, guys, have a great week.
Enjoy.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
For the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 516-572-7440. There's your phone number. Get a hold of us right here. Joe D. Ray Guarino. This is Motor Mouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show. So,
you know, I wanted to break this little piece here again for the second time today. We were talking about our foreign cars and guys with small carburetors and guys that build street rods with Strombergs and guys like Chris with Zeniths and me with little Webers. And the problem is pressure, and I was talking about that problem that Chris has. Remember that problem you have that we were discussing?
That burning sensation?
I let the world know about it. Yeah, it was that problem with all your buddies having demons, dominators, and dual quads. And,
yes.
And you're sitting there.
And I don't.
Demons, well, dominators, dual quads. Oh, my.
Yeah. Aeromotive.
Mine just says dole.
Yes.
On the side of it.
Aeromotive just came out with a pressure regulator that'll deliver 2 to 5 PSI, especially if you want to run like Strombergs or...
That's right.
Yeah, because otherwise you'll...
You blow the needle off the seat.
Yes, and the next thing you know, you have a fountain.
Right. So,
you know,
I don't know what this... It's a nice piece. It's, you know, Chris, you didn't see the picture earlier.
Yes,
it looks like... I'm not going to say it's billet construction. It looks like a very nice aluminum construction.
Wimpy. Hefty.
Well, no, for pressure,
it's like
yeah.
Wimpy, yes.
Well, no, I'm sure it's not a wimpy piece. I'm sure it's substantial.
Let's hold it up,
and I don't know what it costs. I didn't do the research to see what it costs. But now if you want to run those smaller carburetors for a period piece, a period look... You can do it with this pressure regulator.
That's a great idea because a lot of guys don't think about fuel pressure, whether on the low or the high side, or volume.
Right. I mean, we're talking about, you know, fuel injection. It could be 30, 70, or 2,000 PSI for DFI.
Right. These days, you never know what you're going to get. And the older carbureted low-pressure systems are pretty much, what? They could even run that low?
Exactly. Yeah, just single digits. Yeah.
Yep.
That's deep. So, yeah, that's a cool piece from Aeromotive. I'm going to look into that myself.
Very tasty.
Not a bad idea.
Let's go back to the phones. Back to the fun. How are you on with the Motor Mouths?
Hello, Chris. Hello, Professor Ray. Is Joey D there?
Ready?
Who is there?
Ready, gentlemen? 3, 2, 1.
It's the big man.
What's up, Salty Pepper? What are you doing?
Well, hey, I'm just working today. I just wanted to give you guys a call. I figured I'd give you a shot. Say, tell Professor Ray, hey, that Toyota is for your daughter, bro.
Whoa.
No. Yeah, she likes the idea. She was asking me, yeah, what year is it? What color is it? It's on a Lexus. Yeah.
Listen, Howie, let's give us the sales pitch.
You know what?
Howie, give us the sales pitch.
You're going to negotiate the price.
Okay. Howie, give us the sales pitch. Come on, I'm ready.
Well, it's my mom's car from Florida. It's a 2004 Toyota Corolla S in excellent shape. Just had it painted.
Right.
Has a remote start. Has 50,000 miles on it. It's red with black cloth interior.
Right.
Everything works in it. Just changed the oil, the transmission, the brakes, the tires, the belt. It's working great. It's looking so good. I don't want to let it go, but I told my daughter we sell.
So it's not that you changed the serpentine belt, not the timing belt.
It's the serpentine belt.
Serpentine. Oh, you changed the serpentine belt on the car.
Yeah.
Yes, not the timing belt. Yes, that's right. I was thinking timing belt. Okay, right. So you did a lot. So what are we asking for this fine road machine, Howie?
We're asking $7,550.
Oh, way too much.
No, it's not. You got to do a little more research, Chris.
Steel cage match.
I wouldn't even look at this car.
Lee, you listening?
Chris, what would you throw out as a first? I feel like this is what's my car worth. So, Chris, what's your first car?
Where's that hot girl?
Well, you know, you have to also take into account, first of all, this is my car. I take excellent care of the vehicle.
Providence.
It is low mileage, 50,000, and when they go for 125,000 and 150, and they're looking for $5,000 and $6,000 and $7,000, I'm pretty conservative. The top value of this vehicle is $8,250. I'm not going that route. I'm going something a little bit below that.
Well, even though we know you are extremely conservative, we'll agree with that.
Yes.
It's conjecture that the car could go 125,000 miles. That's yet to be proven. So now things are still open for negotiation.
The car could go,
so, Chris,
250,000 to 300,000,
and it could stop tomorrow. So, Chris, what would your first offer to Howie be on the table?
My first offer for this vehicle would probably be anywhere from $4,500 to $5,200.
Oh.
Right there.
Yeah, but that's if you're looking at average. Maybe average average mileage.
Well, I'm looking at the fact that the way I would purchase a car is I make it very easy for
you're,
the
you're
seller.
You're like a dealer, man. You want to get a good deal.
I'm like a dealer. I want to get a good deal. Did he just say
that's
that?
Well, yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
You're a dealer.
I'll
he's giving me a dealer price.
Yeah, well,
you're giving me trade-in price.
That's my number. But you see, I'm going to show up with cash, with plates. And it's going to be like poof, gone within a span of minutes.
Christopher, I will not have any time. The first or the second person will purchase this vehicle.
Well, okay, if you think so.
How come they haven't yet?
Well,
it's a Corolla. It's a Corolla.
It's a Corolla. I thought it was a Camry. That may be now $4,200. Maybe. I don't know, $4,200, $4,400.
Well, no, but what I saw was $5,000 and $6,000 for cars that had 125,000, 150,000.
Yeah, well, you know, it's got low mileage now.
Adds about $2,000 to it.
There may be some things that, you know, the car hasn't been used, so there may be some rubber products, some rubber components that may be dried out. I don't know. You know, cars.
But you tell
some
me
of the
that
car parts might be screwed up too.
You've been dried out for years, but I'm talking about the car. I mean, things may be dried out. I don't know. You know, it's.
I drove it yesterday. It drove great.
Was it sitting? That was yesterday. You know, you never know.
I got two things I got to say.
Yes.
First of all, Howie, Chris here is perfect practice for what you're going to be up against. You know
absolutely
what I mean?
True.
Right.
Right there, if you could like keep the top of your skull from popping off after going back and forth with Chris here, I think that you are ready for the actual battle, which is the... It's kind of like the live fire exercise when they have you crawl under the barbed wire right. and they're shooting the bullets over your head.
It's been kind of proven that that's almost impossible to do where Chris is involved.
Right.
You will lose your temper. Just ask me.
Yeah. I've witnessed this, guys, and if you can't pop the top talking to Chris... Howie, you are set.
Howie, let me give you a little bit of advice when you are negotiating with a vehicle. This is your first time out of the box, or at least your first time that you're going to flip a car on a serious level. Let me give you just a little bit of advice. When someone throws anything out at you, anything, no matter what it is, if someone throws anything out at you, you look at them and go, I got a lot of money in this car. That's it. That's it. That's the standard answer for every question. Every question they throw out at you, you go, I see your point, but I got a lot of money in this car. Everything, no matter what it
is. Well, you know, even if that's true, Christopher, if you have a lot of money in the car, and some guys that we know, have a lot of money in their car, and they'll never really get back what they have in the car.
Now, Howie, I'm not asking you to rebut this. I'm telling you this is what you do. I'm not saying this so we can have a freaking debate over it. I'm telling you this is what you say.
Okay.
This is what you say. That's what you do.
I just want to toss in one other thing for anybody who's listening out there. Howie is the kind of person you want to buy a car from. He takes good care of his family's cars. Okay. Usually when I talk to Howie, I'm usually presented with a long menu of what he has done that day as far as vehicle maintenance to his various family vehicles.
See, the problem, Joe, is that you can't, like Chris will always say, you can't get too emotional about a sale. You have to be able to divorce yourself from it because the person buying it isn't going to be emotional about it.
Right.
So that's a problem that a lot of us face.
I agree totally with you, Professor Ray. I can't tell him, hey, it's my mom's car, I'm going to cry.
Right, exactly. So
that's pretty good.
You'd be better off having Chris broker it for you and you throw him 10%.
Yeah.
He is one of the best spokesmen out there. I agree with that, Professor Ray.
Well, thanks, Howie. We'll keep this under advisement.
Yes.
I'll keep looking around in case anybody's looking. Right now, everybody's been asking me about V8 stuff, but I will keep the Corolla on the board there.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, guys. Guys, have a dry Sunday, and
be well, Howie.
And see you soon.
You got it,
Howie. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
516-572-7440.
I have a rare musical motor mouth moment for you, Chris. I mentioned a song on Thursday. You tapped out a lyric.
Yes.
And I want you to tell me if this is it.
And we were talking about... That's it.
Yeah.
The group is Sparks.
Right.
Right. That's the song.
Oh, wow.
Ron.
Whoops.
It's Ron and Russell Mayall.
Those are HPC.
Wow.
No, that was a library record, Kim. That was out of the library, yeah.
Are you sure?
Look, it doesn't say HPC on it. It's library code.
We had the same label.
Kim Tracy's in the studio.
I put him in the library and then put him in here.
I dumpster dove him. that was Ron and Russell Mayall. I heard that playing in the music store by the school when I was in high school. And they played a lot of eclectic kind of stuff. They were really...
Yeah.
A lot of people were turned off to them, but they were kind of musical geniuses. And I'll play a little bit of this later, Joe, because they had a lot of layered stuff, and everything was like offbeat, off tempo. They were really good musicians.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that nobody remembers. Everybody remembers
cool
the stuff.
Stuff.
Take a look at the Mayall
Brothers.
Very
cool. Yes, we were talking about the band Sparks, and that riff was in my head for years.
It's an earworm.
Yeah, it totally was.
Total earworm. Nice, Rickenbacker.
Well, thank you for bringing that in. That's right. What's the name of the song?
That's Amateur Hour.
Amateur Hour. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. We were talking about Amateur. Yeah, that one all comes together. Yep. Excellent.
Good. Yep.
So leave it to Ray to find this kind of stuff.
It's in my record collection. There was one record that I didn't have in my catalog. I don't know where it went. I do own it, but maybe it's misfiled. I don't know.
That's great. Most of my vinyl ended up being ashtrays.
Yeah.
So what do we have coming up in future shows, Ray? Is there anything piling up?
Actually, no. Right now we have nobody booked.
Nobody. Yes.
Nobody answered. So we're looking for guests. We'll scout some more out. And between the ones that didn't show up and the ones that showed up and, you know, didn't leave and whatever. It's been a little dry. So I have to, do some scouting again.
And remember to listen to us in the new, what would you say, the new network? that we're going to be broadcasting
if
on?
If we can do that, yeah.
Let's do it. Why not?
Spout it out there. BizTalk Radio, folks.
BizTalk Radio is our newest network affiliate, if you want to say.
Go to BizTalkRadio.com. Last week's show is up. You'll hear about half of it because I didn't have a microphone. Listen to it with a good sound system so you can actually hear it.
This week's show is definitely a lot better.
This should be better.
So
right?
That is for sure.
Now listen, the first thing most people think about every morning, according to a recent survey, Joe, is?
What's that?
Sleep.
Sleep.
They wake up and think about
more sleep.
More sleep.
More sleep.
Okay.
Makes sense, right?
Totally.
Yeah, it's like, damn, I could use another hour of this.
Exactly.
Okay, logical. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For Ray Guarino, for Joe D., I'm Chris Switzer. This is Motormouth Radio. We're going to talk on Thursday. And as always, the best advice we can give, don't follow us home. See ya.
Definitely don't do that.